This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello and welcome to another ILTA podcast. My name is Josh Lazar and I'm here with William Guyton from Legal Aid of Oklahoma. So what we're going to talk about today is about Office 365 and what tools can be leveraged by law firms or law departments. So William, can you give me a little bit of background about yourself and then can you explain your journey into a deeper knowledge of Office 365, specifically within the area of security?
Sure. I spent a decade with Legal Aid in Alabama as the statewide tech coordinator for that state and took a promotion to Oklahoma, to the statewide program in Oklahoma 5 years ago and got here. And there was basically nothing from a technology perspective that we wanted to keep. So it was a golden opportunity to move the entire program to the cloud. And we migrated the entire law firm to 365 Azure over the course of about 36 months. So we are a cloud-first organization in that particular aspect. From a security perspective, we've obviously moving all of our data, our PII, our client data, our case management files, all the things that a modern law firm runs on to the cloud requires a fairly decent understanding of the risks associated with that from a security perspective. And Microsoft has been really good over the last 36 months as part of our transition in understanding that that's an adoption risk, especially for law firms or organizations that have a lot of PII. And they've provided us or provided the customer with a lot of tools in order to assess risk, assess compliance, and secure our endpoints.
Excellent. So can you tell me one specific Office 365 tool that you've researched recently that intrigues you?
Well, there's a lot of them. Really, your journey into Microsoft's look at the way security, at the way to secure your cloud infrastructure really starts with what Microsoft calls their intelligent security graph. And you really need to have a fundamental understanding of what that security graph consists of. And then once you get an idea of what that infrastructure and that graph provides you as an organization, then you can look at specific tools and how they fit into that particular security graph. So one of the URLs that we'll include with the podcast is Microsoft talking about what their advanced security is and how the intelligent security graph makes all of that possible. And fundamentally, what the security graph is it's Microsoft's artificial intelligence and machine learning infrastructure that's taking the massive amounts of threat intelligence and security data that Microsoft gets from all of the endpoints, the Windows 10 machines and the Surface laptops and their virtual machines and server infrastructure in the cloud, and aggregates all of that and provides us amazing threat protection and detection, because the security graph makes our endpoints aware of what's happening at a global basis, at global scale.
All right. So with your experience in Office 365 and working through some of these security options, what would be one option that our listeners should research and deploy soon?
Well, the one that we've seen the biggest bang for the buck, and it's really two pieces, because you've got a management piece in the cloud, which is Intune, and then you've got the endpoint piece, which is Windows Defender. And it's been relabeled just Defender because it's now multi-platform. There's a Defender endpoint for iOS for macOS. There are endpoints. You can use Intune for mobile device management. But the one of the things that we did fairly early was we took advantage of Microsoft's intelligent security graph. And you don't deploy Windows Defender because it's baked into Windows 10 initially. What you do with Azure and 365 is you enable through Intune and through policy the advanced threat protection module in Windows Defender, which is the real-time protection. That's the ATP portion of Windows Defender is the component that plugs back into the Microsoft Intelligent Security Graph that makes those endpoints real-time endpoints on your Windows 10 devices.
All right. So Microsoft does provide two different options, as you're kind of saying, for that endpoint detection, Defender and Defender ATP. Can you explain the difference between the two with a little more detail?
Sure. The Windows Defender is going to get policy updates or signature updates, as we know them, on a I think it's a once every 24 hour basis. And I don't know if you can control that frequency from the Windows 10 desktop. The way that we manage endpoints at Lasso is through Intune. So Intune, I can give you the big picture. Our Windows 10 desktops are connected to Azure Active Directory in the cloud. So all of our Windows 10 desktops authenticate to Azure Active Directory in the cloud. Nothing's on-prem. You enable Intune within Azure Active Directory to manage those Windows 10 devices, including Windows Defender. At which point you can develop a policy within Intune to say, I want to enable Windows Defender ATP on these particular endpoints. And then you can define what those endpoints look like. Maybe they're your accounting department. Maybe they're HR. Maybe they're your C-suite folks. Maybe they're the folks that failed the last phishing exercise that you pushed out. So it gives you the Intune piece, gives you the management piece of the Windows 10 endpoints, including Windows Defender, and you can turn on the ATP by a bunch of different variables. Now, we get a very generous nonprofit discount from Microsoft. We enable Intune and Windows Defender ATP with every endpoint. So when you log in with Windows 10, when you log into a Windows 10 machine in Lasso, we automatically deploy the Intune as the endpoint, or Intune as the management piece, and Windows Defender ATP, we turn that on automatically as a matter of policy.
Okay. So if a listener is just starting to investigate security options, they might not have an E5 license with all the bells and whistles that you have at the moment. Where do you think they should start?
Well, obviously you can start with an E1 license. And for most organizations, what you're going to do with an E1 license is you're going to get out of on-prem Active Directory and on-prem Exchange. But from a security perspective, you know, Windows Defender is sitting there by default and turned on unless you load a third-party endpoint. So as soon as you load, you know, Sophos or Webroot or whatever your third-party endpoint is, then Windows Defender turns off. Part of what we've understood and learned over the last 18 months is that Windows Defender a decade ago was a joke from an endpoint security perspective, or from a security perspective, period. It's now in the last decade swung to be in the upper right-hand quadrant in terms of its ability to compete with a lot of the third-party endpoints. And if you're going to go all in with Microsoft and with their cloud offering, then enabling Intune to manage and Windows Defender ATP to be that endpoint just makes sense. It's, you know, it's a hand in glove relationship, obviously, because Microsoft owns the desktop, owns the endpoint, owns the security, the cloud infrastructure, and by default, any of the security products you want to enable at that point.
Sounds great. So what if our listeners wanted to learn more about some of these Office 365 security options? Are there some good tools and resources they can lean on?
There are. We'll have the URLs in the podcast, but Microsoft is really pushing into the enterprise security space. So we'll have the URL to the intelligent security graph. We'll have the URL to the Intune page. There's also a fairly good in-depth page on Microsoft Defender Advanced Threat Protection and how it bolts into what is Microsoft's Security Information and Event Management platform, which is a different product altogether, and it's something we're looking at but may or may not pay for, which is Azure Sentinel. And so that's kind of the cherry on top of the enterprise security, is if you have a security team within your law firm, then you probably want some kind of security information. You probably today run a security information and event management platform, and you can spin that up in the cloud now. So you don't have to on-prem that particular piece of infrastructure.
Excellent, excellent. So whether the listeners are just running a basic endpoint detection service or want have full SIEMs and want to get that out of their infrastructure, it sounds like you've reviewed and analyzed areas that cover all between the basic to the advanced of security. So yeah, thank you very much for your insight, William. Listeners, that was Legal Aid of Oklahoma's IT Director, William Guyton, discussing options for Office 365 security. I want to thank you very much for listening to this ILTA podcast. This is your host, Josh Lazar, charging through to technology.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.